Hey. Yeah, no, I was just calling to check up on you to hear what's been going on, I guess. Do anything fun recently? Oh, wait, what movie? Oh, you went to theaters. Nice. I went to go see it last weekend, but I wouldn't say it was that great. Well, the characters weren't even that funny, and half of it didn't even make sense. I felt like they were just jumping from one scene to the next, like I could somehow keep up. Some people said it was good, so, like, that's why I went to go see it, but I don't know. I really didn't expect for it to be so, like, mediocre, I guess. Yeah, well, I guess we can't really have the same opinion about everything, or we'd start to get a little bored of the relationship, wouldn't we? Might end up finding an interest in something or someone else. Nothing. It means nothing. Did you do anything else recently? Ate where? With who? You didn't go with friends or anything to share pizzas? I thought you liked to have little group things together, little hangouts. Oh, okay. So maybe you did something over the weekend when everyone was available, right? Probably went skating or something with everyone at the rink downtown. With everyone? Okay, obviously I saw the post. You told me you were going out with friends, but you failed to mention that she was gonna be there, right? And why did she need to be there? Anyway, your friends should all know that you two were together. So why am I the one sitting here having to figure out the whole guest list from someone else's account? You would think I would hear about it from my partner, who should be keeping me updated on like this type of thing. Be like what? Are you kidding me? What do you mean? That I would be concerned that your ex is trying to get her hands all over you in that picture? Because if that's a bad response, then sue me, I guess. I'm sure that's why she wanted to take that group pic to begin with, isn't it? Yeah? Was it her idea? So she could hide from your friends the way her hand was on your shoulder while she leaned in close with the rest of them? Okay, I don't care how long she was there. Do you understand that? It's the fact that she was there at all to begin with is what bothers me so much. You understand that, right? Or is she on your mind so much that you want to sit here and defend her after she has her hands all over you? Okay, well, she looked like it to me. But sure, I'm the crazy one in this situation because I want her as far away from you as possible. Okay, if they want that too, then why didn't they stop anything? Why did they allow her to be there and get in close and then let her take that picture? Well, which one of them was it? Because they should have gotten rid of that group chat to keep her out of things. That way, there couldn't have been any accidents. Why can't I know? Why? Because I'll go over there and have them delete it myself. I don't want her around you because I know what she did to you, and I'm not going to let that happen again. I don't care if I come off as the jealous girlfriend, so long as it keeps you safe. and her gross hands off of you. I don't care what her intention was. She can try making me feel however she wants to, but the point is that I didn't like it, and I don't want it happening again. You were tagged on her post. I saw it on your feed. Whether or not that was intentional doesn't matter to me, but the fact that I saw it does. I don't want to have to deal with her on these random occasions when I can't even be there to stop her. Especially when you don't even tell me when these things happen. Were you keeping another one of these times away from me too, or what? How many times is she... How am I supposed to believe that it was just the once when you didn't even tell me about this one? I had to find it on my own and call you about it. You don't... Fine. I guess you really don't lie to me about things, but why didn't you tell me about this? Was it because she tried to get too close? Did she spill her trauma on you so you'd care about her and give her your full attention? Did she try to kiss you or something? Well, then what was she there for? Because it couldn't have just been to hang out with your friends. See, because to me it's like... She had to have been there because you were at the time. And she showed up after she found out you specifically were there. If you don't know, then you shouldn't have any problem telling me. What have I done to make you think you can't trust me? I do not usually react like this. Plus, that shouldn't even be a factor in whether or not you give me crucial information. Come on. If you knew what I would be like, then that shouldn't be even more of a reason to tell me because of how important this is to me. I don't have any control in these situations because I'm always this far away. I hate that I am. But that's why we have to say things to each other. I know. I guess I'm sorry too that you feel like you can't tell me things when they happen. And is it only with your ex that you can't, or are there other things too? Okay. Well, how long was she there for? And you can tell me the truth on this one too. I'll try not to freak out. Did she come in just for the last hour, or did she stop by somewhere in between? I guess she figured you guys would be there longer. But hey, at least she was there long enough to take a picture and try and make me jealous. I know, I'm sorry. It's just that I'm still processing. I called you soon after I saw the post, so I guess it's just like still fresh in my mind right now. But you do know that this long distance thing only works out if both of us are honest with each other. Well, on my end, I just don't want her being around you anymore. Do you think that can pose a problem with you and the group? Okay, yeah. Please do let them tell you. I don't want her to think that she can just go and try and make me jealous, like, whenever she feels like it, dude. And I don't even follow her either, is the annoying part of all of this. But I still have to see her coming up on your feed because she just loves tagging people. Especially when she wants to play her little games. And I can never control what she's gonna do next. I can't control anything. It's just really hard, okay? Having to deal and cope with all this. I feel like I miss out on everything. We can't watch things together. You get to go out to do things without me, and I'm just never there. It's so hard to not be there. God, what am I doing? I don't know how I can keep things going like this. The whole long distance thing. Not with everything going on in your life that I miss out on and the things that happen to you when I'm not around. It's just... it's too much. I can't. We can't do this anymore. No. No, no. I don't want to keep being this far away from you. I'm not trying to break up. I don't want to break up. You mean so much to me. I can't even think about something like that. You mean everything to me. What I'm saying is, I'm tired of this job. I'm tired of being so far away from you because they forced me to go into office just to keep it. I know that I'll have to find somewhere else soon when I have the time, but I don't think I can keep this distance between us. I want to move closer to you again. I want us to be us without the, like, long travel or the worrying or how much I miss you, like, literally every single day. Sorry, it's been really hard. I want it so badly. More than I've ever cared about any job I've ever worked at. I just want to be with you. Sorry. I honestly was kind of scared that you'd be, like, a little freaked out by the idea. Just because of how I, you know, reacted today. And how you think I normally react whenever you bring up concerning things like earlier. But I can see what this distance has been doing to me and how much it drives me crazy all the time. It keeps trying to turn me into someone that I know I'm not. I don't want to be the jealous girlfriend that has, like, anxiety all the time from worrying about you. About us and, like, where we stand. I just want to be... I just want to be your girlfriend who sits on the couch with you and can let you go out with your friends without having to think about where your ex is. Because, obviously, if she shows up while I'm around, then I can too, and I can deal with her. Does that sound okay? I guess I don't really know how things will turn out yet. I can start looking for jobs, like, right away, like, once we hang up, and then I can keep you updated on what I find. I could look for a place near you, unless maybe you want to try moving in together for once, you know, take our relationship further. God. Okay, I'm actually super, super excited. I guess I should probably... hang up and start looking at jobs, I guess. Is that okay? Okay, yeah. Oh my god. I love you so much, okay? So much. 1,000 times. Bye. I'll talk to you soon.